Proclamation number 8089 of 28th of January, 1962. Darkness means lack of knowledge. Struggle between light and darkness. The battle between light and darkness will flare up ever more fiercely the closer it gets to the end. I.e., the truth will be undermined by lies and error. Because God's adversary has great influence on people and because their love has grown cold which would let a light shine in the darkness. My adversary has brought darkness into the world. He has renounced all light himself. He has driven away from me. He has voluntarily chosen darkness and with him countless beings who also resisted the light which shone towards them from me. And the darkness consisted of a state of beings that they no longer recognized anything, that they lost all knowledge of their own relationship with me, of me myself and of the state of bliss they were in before their apostasy. They became completely ignorant. And this is not a blissful state. But as soon as a light shines for them it dawns in them what they once gave away. And my adversary tries to prevent this, and therefore he fights against all light which could give truth to the beings and lead them back to me. But light beings likewise endeavor to give light to people on earth by influencing their thoughts and trying to guide them correctly. Hence there is a battle between beings of light and beings of darkness for people's souls. And this battle rages particularly fiercely in the last days before the end, which in turn means that the truth is guided to earth by the world of light in my will. But that the adversary uses all means to prevent the truth from finding its way among people. Again and again he will try to enforce it with error. Again and again he will try to influence the intellect of people who are at his beck and call, to change the truth, to spread wrong knowledge and cause such confusion that people cannot find their way through the knowledge they receive and that they neither recognize me myself in my nature nor my adversary correctly, otherwise they would truly strive towards the right Lord. But my adversary wants to prevent this. And he is truly very successful, for people themselves are uninterested in whether they walk in truth or in error. Yet the light is necessary so that people will find and walk the right path. For this reason the light is repeatedly guided by me to earth, and I speak to people in such an understandable language that everyone can truly grasp it. That everyone would be able to think correctly if only his sincere will were to do so. And this will alone is decisive, for if it is good, thus turned towards me in the good, then my adversary will hardly gain any influence, then error will also be able to be offered to him. He will immediately recognize it as error and reject it. But only a few have this serious will to be instructed in truth. Only a few are aware of the fact that truth is light and error means darkness. But the fact that this battle takes place between light and darkness can no longer be overlooked, for people no longer agree on their views. But no one asks which views might be the right ones either. They're indifferent, and the adversary has succeeded in keeping humanity in darkness. For against their will no light can be given to them, forcibly they cannot be guided into truth. Nevertheless, in the end time I will let lights flare up everywhere, and people who are eager for light, who seek to escape the darkness, will also allow themselves to be illuminated. They will accept the truth which I convey to people from above in an unusual way. Because my adversary's activity in the end time also requires an unusual counteraction. Seek ye all the light. Escape the darkness and your desire will truly be granted. And then also rely on the truth being brought to you. For I myself take care of those who want to walk in the light, I enlighten their spirit, I guide their thinking correctly. And I also let them recognize where darkness tries to assert itself. For I myself am the truth, and this shall also be the share of those who strive towards me, who want to take the path back to me and whose path must therefore be illuminated by light. Amen.